Okay, we left off discussing the Sugya Dal Kinalif, the Chiddush of Yehuda Marav, that Atzara Sota is Asura. We're talking about a case of a Sota Vada, an Eshish Zinsa, and Asura. Rashi and Tosus point out, maybe one could think Asura means forbidden. Forbidden, that means there's no Yibum, but even more than that, it's Poteris, meaning there is no Chalitza as well. So therefore, according to Rov Rishonim, the Sheet of Rashi and Tosus, Sarasota, no Yibum, no Chalitza, and in addition, there is a Tur Saras. Why is that true? Because Tumak Siba, Karayos, and just like our Mishnah tells us, this is true when it comes to the Chamesha Srinashin, the same thing is true when it comes to Sota as well. If you look in the Ramban here in the Chidushim and Sefer Aschus is bothered, how can that be? Because in the Sugyan Sota, and Afhei Mudbeis, tells us the following. The context of the Sugyan Sota is dealing with a suffix Sota. Meaning there was kinuin, there was stira, and now we're in that mid-state. Not a vade ishas ishazinsa, but nonetheless the next state would be that maimorim, the hashka indeed, would be necessary. In that context, the Gemara in Sota Daf Hei says the following, after all, ilu isalabal, milo bayaget, let's assume they want to sever that relationship between the baal and the suffix sota. Get is necessary, a get is necessary, it's not something that is paka me'aleha. And if that really is true, that a get would be necessary, so therefore, how can you argue that chalitza is not? After all, that a get is to Ishus, as chalitza is to Zika, and in such a case, those two halachas indeed should go hand in hand. So Tosus is immediately bothered, the Tosus and Sota, Fame Beis, that svara of ilu isla baal milo by a get can apply even when it comes to a Sota Vada as well. Let's assume Rachman Litzan, you have a case of really an Eishas Ishas Insa. Gerushin is necessary. You don't assume that all of a sudden Me'alea, the Ishas is Paka. So if you're going to use that functional Svara of whatever is true of a get is true of Chalitza, that should cover the case of a Vadai Sota as well. That's Tosus is Kasha. Oh, so Tosus argues, Enachinami. Maybe one would have thought that's the case. One would have thought that's the case. But that's exactly the Chiddush, Benistra v'hi nitma'a tuma ksiva karayos. When it comes to a Vadai Sota, the Pasuk goes out of its way and says, what is true of Arayos is true of Vadai Sota. So that overrides any of the Svara of Mi'isa Labal, Milo Bayaget. And that only applies when it comes to Sota Vadai. We'll have to see. It doesn't apply when it comes to a case of a Sota suffix. That's what Tosus writes. You're absolutely right. One would have thought that chalitz is necessary just like a get is necessary. That's why the Torah goes out of its way and says, no, that's not true. Tumak siva karayos. The Ramban is bothered. No? Is that so simple? To say from the fact that the Torah uses the term tuma, that means tumak siva karayos, and therefore what is true of arayos is true here, is here. Is that really true? What is true of arayos is true of a sota vada. Let's assume the following Ramban says. You have a case of a Sota Vadai, he divorces his wife. What would happen in Yafsu Yikashena? What would happen if afterwards he marries her? He marries her once again. Marries her. Would there be Tfisas Kedushin? You know what the answer is? Absolutely yes. There is Tfisas Kedushin. Why is there Tfisas Kedushin? Why not argue if she's a Sota Vadai and Tumak Siba Karayos? Tumak Siva Karayos means that when it comes to Arayos, there is no Tfisas Kedushin. So clearly we don't assume Tumak Siva Karayos means that there is no Tfisas Kedushin. Oh, so Ramban writes it's a little bit then unusual. Lagabe Zika, we're going to assume that Tumak Siva Karayos. And Lagabe Kedushin, Ishus, we're going to assume, no, that's not true. Why would you say that there is Tfisas Kedushin? But the Zika just combusts, and there is no Zika. We usually assume the following, that you know what? Ishus and Zika should go hand in hand. What's true of Ishus is true of the quasi-Ishus of Zika, a relationship in the Yavam and the Yavama. You're going to argue that Tumak Siva Karayos, and therefore there is no Zika? Why not argue that the same thing should be said when it comes to Tfisas Kedushin? And we know that is not the case. So how can you argue that Tumak Siva Karayos means that whatever is true of an Isser Erev is also true when it comes to a case of a Sota Vadai? That's not true. That's not true at all. Our Gemara says, Tumak Siva Karayos. Our Gemara is very limited. Our Gemara says, how do you know there's a concept of Tzara when it comes to Sota? Oh, so the Gemara says the following. The Torah compares this case of Yibum to a case of Arayos. Just like in Arayos, there's the concept of Tzara Serva. So therefore, you know what? There is a Hagdar of Tzara Sota, Tzara Sota. How do you know to extend it? That's our Gemara, no? Tzara Sota Asura, because Tumak Sivak Arayos. So therefore, the Halacha of Tzarasa Kamosa, that is derived from Tumak Sivak Arayos. You're going to go beyond and say that there is no Zika? Why not go beyond and say there is no Kedushin? And just as we know that there is Tfisas Kedushin, there really is Zika. Wow. So therefore, that's the sheet of the Ramban, that you know what? If that really is true, one would argue, even when it comes to Sota Vadai, Choletzes. Choletzes. Because after all, exactly that Svara, Ilu Islava Milo Bayaget, and therefore, just like a get is necessary, chalitza is necessary. A get is two issues as chalitza is when it comes to cases of Zika. And then the Ramban writes the following Chiddush. If that really would be true, the Ramban's not finished yet. If that really would be true, what would you say about the case of Mavshe Grushas? Mavshe Grushas. Oh, the Ramban writes the following. You know what? Does Tuma Ksiv Bakarayos apply to Mavshe Grushas? Oh, you know what? That's the machlokes. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur and the Chachamim. The pasuk says the following. You know what? Lo yuchav bal rishon lo shel lakachta afrei asher hu tama. Pasuk pshat. You know what the pasuk's referring to? Exactly this case of mavshe grushasa. You go ahead and you divorce your wife. Realize there's going to come a point in time that you cannot remarry her. Lo yuchav li yuchav. Why? Afrei asher hu tama. What is that referring to? Afrei asher hu tama. So Yosef ben Kippur says the following chiddush, that this is all referring to Mavshe Grushasa. And you know what? The halacha of Mavshe Grushasa also contains that element of Acharei Asher Hutama. Acharei Asher Hutama. And guess what? I'll tell you a very, very great Kiddush. The fact that the Pasuk uses the term of Tuma, when it comes to Mavshe Grushasa, is a Chumra and a Kula. It's a Chumra and a Kula. Wow. You know what the Chumra is? The Chumra is that Mashu Grushaso is Tuma Ksiba Karayos. So you know the Chiddush of Yosef and Kippur, you know what that means? Mashu Grushaso Oseres Es Sarasa. Just like when it comes to Arayos, there's a concept of Tzara Serva. And just like there's a concept of Tzara Sota, is there a concept of Tzara when it comes to Mashu Grushaso? Rabbi Yosef and Kippur says, absolutely yes. That's exactly the Chiddush. The Torah uses the very same term to describe a person who remarries, right? His wife? Oh, so in such a case, there's a concept of Sarah when it comes to Mavshe Grushasa as well. Wow, okay, that's an important Chiddush. It's Oseris, says Sarasa. Is there a Kula? There's absolutely a Kula. Ask you the following. When does the halacha of Mavshe Grushasa kick in? A person divorces his wife, as long as he's not a Kohen, he's allowed to go ahead and remarry her. Oh, but if she goes ahead and does this, she marries, then all bets are off. No, what do you mean she marries? What do you mean she marries? You know, I would have said marriage. Marriage is Erisin. So I would have said the moment she accepts Kesef Kedushin from someone else, all of a sudden now the Parsha of Mavshe Grushasa kicks in. You know what the Chiddush of Yosef and Kippur is? No, the Pasuk says, Acharei Asher Hutama. Acharei Asher Hutama. That's Erisin. Usually when we refer to a concept of Tuma, no? We're talking about a Maisavia. We're talking about Kedushin. When you're talking about Sarasota, you're talking about Arayus, you're talking about Yisurebiya. Here we're talking about a Maisavia. You know what that means? A great Chiddush of Yisuin. Which means a Kula, according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. If a couple divorces, and you know what? She accepts Kedushin from someone else, but all they had is Erisa, they didn't have Yisuin. You know what? That's not the Parsha of Mavshe Grushasa. Mashu Grushasa is only Acharei Asher Hutama. Acharei Asher Hutama. Wow. So that's a very, very great Chiddush. It's a Chumra that will apply Tuma to Mashu Grushasa, but it's a Kula that's limited to a case of Lach and Yisun as opposed to Erisin. And the Chum disagree and argue that's not true. Acharei Asher Hutama is the reference to a Sota. It's not referring to Mashu Grushasa. And Mashu Grushasa, the Chumra will kick in even after Erisin. But you don't have the concept of Tumak Sivak Arayos when it comes to Mashu Grushasa. Well, so according to the view of Yosef and Kippur, Tum applies to Mashu Grushasa, Ben Lechura, Ben Lekula, Chumra, Oseris Sarasa. Akula, oh, it only applies after Nisun. Wow. And you know what the Ramban writes? But still, Chalitza is necessary. Chalitza is necessary. Wow. You have a case of mashu grushasa. You know what that means? Yibam is forbidden. And there's a saros, sarasa kamosa. But you need chalitza. You need chalitza. Just like one would argue in a case of sota, you need chalitza. Because after all, ilu isu labao, milo bayaget, what is true of sota, one would have argued, oh, is true also when it comes to the case of mashu grushasa. And therefore, wow, when it comes to a case of sota, one could suggest that in a case of a sota vadai, chalitza is necessary. Chalitza is necessary. Wow, that's an important chiddush. And so too, when it comes to a case of mashu grushasa as well. Wow. That's against the sheet of Tosus. The sheet Tosus writes the Rapasha. Get Aleph and Beis, Damascus Tzarasa. Tosus begins, you know what? Then you know what that means? Ptur min ha-chalitza. There's no chalitza also. That's like Tosus when it comes to Sota, no? Just like when it comes to Sota. Our Gemara, Rav says, there's a concept of Tzaros. You know what Tzaros means? No even no chalitza. And even a Ptur Tzaros. Not only a Ptur Tzaros. The Ramban writes the five, not necessarily. One could argue Tzarasa Kamosa. But one could argue whether you need chalitza, that depends on Gerushin. And ilu isu labal, milo bayaget. And therefore, the conclusion should be, that a suffix sota requires chalitza. Wow. A vaday sota requires chalitza. Machshu grushasa requires chalitza. Okay. But you know, then the Ramban goes a step further. But you know what? That's not true. A sota vaday, the Ramban writes, Eino chaletzes. Why should that be? If in both of these cases of sota mashu grusha, Torah says tuma, and in both of these cases there's an operative sota of isu labao milo bayaget, so why should one argue that mashu grusha requires chalitza, and a sota vaday is eino chaletzes? Why should you make that distinction? That's what troubles the Ramban. You know, Tosfos would say, that's not right. No, but Ramban, why would you make that distinction? And argue that mashu grushasa choletzes, and sota vaday eino choletzes. Oh, so you know what the Ramban says? Because we're not finished yet. We have another pasuk we have to consider. Another drasha. And that is in the parsha of Gerushin. The Torah tells us the following. You know why this couple is getting divorced? Because Matzavah Ervastava. Matzavah Ervastava. You know what that means, Matzavah Ervastava? It means this woman is an Eshesish. She's Insa. Matzavah Ervastava. It's not because of incompatibility. Matzavah Ervastava. And the Torah tells us, you know what? I'm going to demand the Sefer Krisos. And you know what? And once the Sefer Krisos is given, V'holcha, V'haisa, Le'ish Acher. You know what? Once she's a grusha, she can go ahead and marry a stranger. She can marry Isha Acher. Yeah. You need a pasuk to tell you that? You know, that B'hol Chavayisa L'Isha Acher. What do you mean L'Isha Acher? L'Isha Acher. So a fantastic drasha. Another sugya in Sota Daf Hey. Isha Acher means a stranger. As opposed to what? As opposed to, she can't marry her brother. That's Arayos. No. V'lo li'avam. She can go ahead and marry a stranger, but you know what? But not someone who she's otherwise connected to. Who is she connected to that we would say she has to marry, that you cannot marry? That's the drasha of the Gemara. Ish acher v'li avam. Wow. Oh, so that's something which is fascinating. No? You have an additional drasha telling you that a sota vaday, you know what? Ish acher v'li avam. Say no chenami. The starting point would have been, I would have said the following. If you have a case of mashu grushasa, tumutzibe karayus means that, you know what? There's no yibum, but there is chalitza and there's a ptur tzaros. Okay? Why would I argue there is chalitza? Because misa balo bayaget, you need that. All of a sudden, you have another drasha when it comes to a case, the Ramban writes, of a sota vaday. Not only tumutzibe karayus, which would mean there's no yibum, all of a sudden the Torah tells us there's no zika. And therefore, you know what? That is the chiddush, that there is no chalitza. So Ramban writes, why do I distinguish and say mashu grushasu is chaletzes, and if sota vaday is eno chaletzes? Oh, the Ramban writes exactly this point. Because there are two psukim. There are two psukim when it comes to the case of a sota vaday. One is tuma, and one is ish acher. When it comes to mashu grushaso, you only have the pasuk of tuma according to v'yosem and kippur, and therefore that's a difference there. So, wow. Mashu grushaso is chaletzes, and the sota vaday is eina. Eina chaletzes. So if you take a look at the Rashba writes the following. If I only had the pasuk of ish acher, if I only had that pasuk, you know what I would have interpreted the pasuk? She goes and gets divorced. She can marry an ish acher, and she cannot marry the yavam. What does marry the yavam mean? Yibum. She's allowed to marry someone else, but she cannot marry. She can't consummate a relationship with the yavam. I would have said, if I only had the drush of ish acher, that you know what? Choletzes. Beinim is yavemes. Now that I go ahead and have the combination of the psukim, the Rashba says, tumot simba karayos, together with ish acher, bozeh, blimit alzeh, ish acher means, lepotro af, bichalitza. And therefore, in that case, no chalitza in any shape or form. Well, that's the chiddush that the Ramban and the Rashba. Right, and then, the Ramban continues. And the Ramban quotes the Shita of the Ravid. And I want you to take a look at the Rush here, Siman Dalet. The Rush quotes the Shita of the Ravid as well, where the Ravid goes a step further. And the Ravid maintains, no. What we would have thought is really true. Meaning that Choletzes ve'enam isya benes is not only true of a sota suffik, it's true of a sota bada. It's true. That's the Ravid Shita. The Ramban writes, that's what we would have thought if not for the combination of psukim. Once you have the combination of psukim, you know what? So suffik sota chaletzes, mashu grushoso chaletzes, a sota vada, additional pasuk, yishacher, no chalitza whatsoever. The Ravid writes, that's not true. The Ravid writes that the sota vada is dino kisota suffik, and therefore, choletzes. Why? Because after all, that sugyan sota. Once the sugyan sota introduces that svara, ilu isulabal milo bayeget, in such a case, you know what? That means choletzes. What's true of gerushin to yushus is true of chalitza to zika. And therefore, the rabbi writes, what the Ramban said would have been a havamin, if not for the pasuk. The Ravid says, Mamish is true. And the operative svara is Yisulabau. And just like Yisulabau, you require a get, so too, in the case of a sota vaday, you require chalitza. Wow. And you know what? Seemingly, if Rav disagrees, and Rav seems to indicate that's not true, a sota vaday is Mamish Dino Karayos, guess what? Rav is against the sugyan sota. And we're going to pass him like that sugyan sota. We're going to paskin with that operative svar of mik, lobal, lobayaget, and therefore, nochinami, the shita of the Ravid is the sota vaday choletzes. Choletzes. Wow, that's a step further. The Ramban all writes, this is what you would have said. The muskel rishon would have been to equate the sota vaday with the sota sefek, with mashu grushasa. Now you have an extra gzeres akasa that says that, you know what, there's something true of sota vada that's not true of other cases. The rabbi writes, no, he ha no senes. Once the gemara introduces the svara of get, so in such a case, that's when it comes to sota vada as well. And guess what? Pretty incredible. The Ritzvah now quotes the ra'a that goes a step further. What would the Ravid maintain? Oh, the Ravid says the following, but you know what? On the one hand, a get is necessary. On the other hand, she's asura labal in a case of a sota vada. So how does that translate to a sota? How does that translate to yibum? You know, the answer is, mila by a get means you need chalitza, and she's asura labal, so therefore, you cannot do yibum. Oh, so the Ravid, so that's the tindaraisa. The din d'oraisa is that even in the sota vaday, choletzes, ve'enam isya bemes, choletzes, ve'enam isya bemes. And what about tumut ksiba karayos? Nonetheless, and the same thing is true when it comes to tzaros. The same is true when it comes to tzaros as well. Okay. The Ritva quotes the Ra'a, something which is really stunning. Oh. So you have a pasuk of tumut ksiba karayos. And what does Tumah Ksiba Karayos mean? It doesn't mean, the Rebbe says, it doesn't mean Mamish is Dino Ke'erva. And therefore there's no Dino Chalitza. That's wrong. There is Chalitza. There is Chalitza. And even the Ramban says that Tumah does not mean no Chalitza. V'haraya Mashu Grushasa. So Tumah Ksiba Karayos does not mean that L'chol Mili Dino Karayos. What exactly does it mean? Sarasa Kamosa. Sarasa Kamosa. Just like when it comes to arayos, what is true of her is true of the tzara, the same thing is true in these cases as well. What's true of her is true of the tzara. Because the zika is not a different zika for every wife, but rather there's a collective zika. So what's true for her, whoever she is, mashu v'shasa, sota vadei, sota safek, that is true when it comes to the case of tzaros as well. Oh, so the Rav goes a step further. So this is pretty incredible. The Rav says, so you know what, when it comes to sota, we know Tumah Ksiba Karayos. So therefore, when it comes to Sota, we know, you know what the halach is? Sarasa Kamosa. Sarasa Kamosa. Whatever is true regarding the Sota is also true regarding the Sara. That's good. And what's the halacha? Oh, so, Cholet says, Emi Sivana. No, the Rav says, this is unbelievable. Sarasa Kamosa. Let's assume, for example, the Baal would go ahead and he would remain married to the Sota Vaday, but it's a Chiyuv Karis. It's a Chiyuv Misa. There's no Karis, there's no Misa. There's no Karis and Misa. That's an Isra'lav. Mashu Grushasa. Karis, Misa. It's an Isra'lav. No? So in a case of a Sota Vaday, you know what? The Pasuk says Tumah, which means Sarasa Kamosa. What's true of her, the Sota, is true of Saros. And what is true of the Sota? What is true of the Sota? You know, it's an Isra'lav. That's not new to us. What's the halacha of Yibam HaMakamosa say? That's new to us. That's the Sugin Dachat we discussed all year. That's Esei Dochalos Esei. You have a case where a Kohen is married and he dies, and the brother is a Kohen Gadol. If this was a full marriage of Nisuin, you know what? That's a problem. That's a lav in Esei Dochalos Esei. If this would only be a lav, for example, a couple just got married, there was Eris and no Nisuin, so she's an Eshes Ish, but she's a Basula. And the husband dies, and the brother's a Kohen Gadol. Esedo Chalos Esei. That would mean, you know what? We would allow Biri Shama. Esedo Chalos Esei can only go so far. It's not going to be Matur B'Yashniya. That's true. And Midrabanan, we're going to be Gozer, Biri Shona, Atu B'Yashniya. But isn't that clearly the halacha when it comes to Amana Mina Eris and the Kohen Gadol? Esedo Chalos Esei. So you know what? Unbelievable. You know what the sheet of the Ra is? When it comes to a case of a Sota Vadai, Esedo Chalos Esei. And therefore, Misyabemes, not just Choletzes, Misyabemes, there's Yibum, the Yibum. The Yibum is only going to get you so far, because the Yibum is only going to allow the Yerushana. According to Tosa, it's only Tchilas Bia. And therefore, now you're stuck. And now you're going to have to get divorced. So God's Yerushana, what's true of Amana L'Kohen Gadol and Erisin? Pretty unbelievable. Now, according to Roy, it's true when it comes to Isota Vada. Because Esedo Chalos Esei. Whoa. That's like stunning. See, we're used to Esedo in the following sense. This Kohen and this woman, they were living happily ever after. But the husband died. The Ishus is intact. There so happens for this brother who is a Kohen Gadol, there's a lav. Then I'm going to say, Esedo Chalos Esei, I understand. The Ishus was fully intact. And there's an Isser lav which is only relevant to this brother, the Kohen Gadol. The other brother who's a regular Kohen, we would allow Yibam to take place. So here we're going to say, you know what, Esedo Chalos Esei and Gazru. Here we're talking about an Ishus that's impaired. An Isha that's impaired. She's a Sota Vadai. And therefore, there's an Isra of Ishus. So the Ra'ah, yeah, but that Isra of Ishus is only allowed. And if you're applying the principle of Esed Ochelosa, saying, you know what, that Yibum is going to be Doche. That's pretty incredible. Yibum is Doche. And what's the halacha of Tuma? Tuma just tells you it's Sarasa Kamosa. Tuma tells you it's Sarasa Kamosa. So you know what that means, the Rav says? That's pretty unbelievable, no? You know what that means? Who had the Nami when it comes to Etzara? Who had the Nami when it comes to Etzara? Well, a man's married. He has several different wives. One of them, unfortunately, is a Sota Vadai. Is a Sota Vadai. Oh, so when it comes to the Sota Vadai, you know what we're going to argue? That's Nisr Lav. But Esed Ochelosa say, we're only going to be Rishona, and not going to be a Shnia, to the Raisa, to the Rabban, we're not anything whatsoever. And you have a Pasuk of Tuma, which tells you it's Sarasa Kamosa. So that means even when it comes to the Tzara, even when it comes to the Tzara, we're going to argue we're only going to allow Bir Yishona and not allow Bir Shnia. That's Sarasa Kamosa. So therefore, the Rav writes something which is stunning. Now, we have possibilities in terms of whether Chalitz is necessary in the Sota Vadi or not. No, the Machlokas, Rashi, Tosos, the Rabban, the Rashba, no. Anushita, the Ra'ah, there's even Yibum. Because at the end of the day, it's only Chavei Lavim. And Esed Ochelosa say, Rav Rishon would argue, no. You cannot apply the Esed Ochelosa say if the issues is impaired. If there's an Isser Bia between Ish and Bava, there's an Isser Yibum between the Avim and the Avama. No. That's only Machmas Alav. And now there's a mitzvah. Esed Ochelosa say. See, even though as far as the Baal is concerned, there is no mitzvah in Chavei Lavim, but as far as the Avim is concerned, there's a mitzvah in Esed Ochelosa say. Wow. And Sarasa Kamosa, Sarasa Kamosa. I'll tell you why this is relevant also. No, this is why. Earlier, we discussed the following important Kiddush. What exactly is the halacha of Tsaras? Of Tsaras? What exactly does it mean? You have a case of Tsaras Erba. So one possibility of Tsaras was as following. You know what? Ooh. One possibility is very, very simple. If you have a case of Tsara, you know, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. Two brothers married two sisters, that's clear. And you know what Sarah Seva means? That we view it as a collective Zika. So if there's no mitzvah, when it comes to this, two brothers married two sisters, so you know what? There's no mitzvah of Yibum when it comes to Sarah as well. And if there is no mitzvah of Yibum, because the Zika is a collective Zika, you know what that means? That means that there's an Isser of Eishes Av. That means there's Nisr Veshasah. So you know what that would mean in Lomdus? The Erva is Poteris as Saras. The Erva is Poteris as Saras. The fact that this woman is a Tsaras Erva means there's no mitzvah of Yibum. And if there is no mitzvah of Yibum in such a case, we're back to our starting point that this is Veshasah. Shloba Mako Mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. This is Veshasah, Shloba Mako Mitzvah. And therefore there's a Chiyav Kares of Veshasah. The erva is poteris, sarasa. What would another possibility be? You know what I would tell you? I would tell you a very, very great Kiddush. Not that the erva is poteris as sarasa, but the erva is oseris as sarasa. No? You know what that means? Whatever status she has, once you have a pasuk that says there's a concept of saras erva, you know what it means? Whoa, they're cloned. You know what that means? That status does not only apply to her. That status applies to the tzara as well. Wow, that's a very, very great Kiddush. That was the Chakiru we had much, much earlier. No, two possibilities to understand Tsaras Erva. Is the Erva Oseris Sarasa? Or does it just simply mean, no, there's no mitzvah of Yibum? Poteris means there's no mitzvah of Yibum. If there's no mitzvah of Yibum, we're back to our starting point, that indeed there's an Isra of Eishasach, Now that's fascinating. You know what I would tell you? It's clear from the Isra of, know that the Sota is Oseris Sarasa. It's not that the Sota is Poteris Sarasa. In a typical case that you have of a Tsaras Erva, you know what that means? That there's no mitzvah of Yibum, so therefore the original Isser remains. Original Isser? What original Isser? No? Here we're talking about a case that she is a Sota Vadai. And the halacha in Sota Vadai is, despite the fact that she's a Tsaras Erva, Esed Ochelosa say. And therefore, we're going to allow Bibi Yishonah to Yishniah, and all of a sudden I'm going to argue. And the same thing is true when it comes to Etzara. Who, what, where? The same, you know? Because you don't distinguish. The line that separates a Etzara from her is indistinguishable. What is true of her is true of Etzara. And therefore, that's incredible, no? that means that we would only allow for the tzara bir yishon and not bir shnia. And let's assume they would attempt bir shnia. No, that would be an iser. What exactly is the iser? What exactly is iser? What's the iser? Because you are, you know what? That's incredible. No, you are a tzara sota. There's no iser yishon. You're a tzara sota. You're a tzara sota. That's a very great chiddush. No? A tzara sota? You're accusing me of? No, the answer is, the Xeris Akosav of Tsaras means Sarasa Kamosa. Sarasa Kamosa. That's a pretty stunning Kiddush, no? To argue indeed that that's the case. That's the case. When we did the Sugyan of Gimlon days, we pointed out, right, that Shakta the Tari of the Gemara. The Gemara says the following, that you know what, that, oh, I understand, you have Psukim, I understand. You have a Pasuk of Aleh, you have a Pasuk of Yisur, you have a Pasuk of Beis Achim, the Gemara says something unusual. Azhara Shaman. Azhara Shaman. Okay, we know that there's an Issa. Onesh Minayim. Onesh Minayim. Where do you see that there's an Onesh? Where do you see that there's an Onesh? Oh, the Pasuk says the following. Because when you look, now, at the summation of the Rayos, Kol HaShayav Semi, Kol HaToivo Selim Enichrasa. There's an Onesh. There's an Onesh as well. What exactly was the kash of the Gemara? What was the kash of the Gemara? What exactly was the teretz of the Gemara? What was the kash? What was the teretz? You know, the Miri writes the following. The Miri writes the following. You know, the kash of the Gemara was tsaros. It's obvious that if you have a case where two brothers marry two sisters, it's obvious that, you know what, that woman, there's no yibum. And the Gemara would never say onesh minalam. Omesh minalam, what does that mean? There's no onesh. Of course there's an onesh, no? There's an onesh of a chosisha. Maybe there's an onesh of eish asah. Oh, you know what the kasha of the Gemara is? You have a pasuk of tsaros. The Gemara raises the following kasha. How do you know there's an onesh of kares? How do you know there's an onesh kares? Wow, that's pretty stunning, no? Clearly, what was the Havamin of the Gemara? What was the Havamin of the Gemara? That Tsaras Erva is a separate Isser. If you'll do Yibam with her, Achos Isha, you're Chayim Kares. But if you do Yibam with the Tsara, how do you know that there's an Onish? What do you mean? How do you know there's an Onish? Tsaras Erva. Clearly, the Gemara was assuming the following. That, you know what, Sara Serva is a separate Hagdara. I could have argued that if two brothers marry two sisters, if Yibam was done to that woman in question, there's Kares. But if you did Yibam with its Sara, despite the fact that that's Usser, how do you know that there's an Onesh of Kares? How do you know that's an Onesh of Kares? Okay, that's like a significant Havamina. Okay, you know what the Gemara says? There is Kares. Once you have the Xeris HaKasav, that there is kares, one could argue, because exactly, Sarasa Kamosa. But that was like an incredible miri. But that whole Gemara that we had in Gimel Beis, where the Gemara raises the question, Onesh Minayin, it means Onesh Minayin only the Gabi Hatzara. And we pointed out, Rashi does not say that, no? Rashi, in Gimel Beis, Ramasma Onesh says the following, In Yibain, Erva Otsarasa. That was pretty stunning, no? Imibein erba otsarosa. Wow. That was an incredible havamina, no? An incredible havamina. Two brothers married two sisters, and I thought they're going to do yibum. And the Gemara asked the question that, Onesh minayin. What exactly does that mean? You'd really think that there's no mitzvah yibum, but there's no isakaris. That's like, why would they be known as Sakaris? You mean to say two brothers married to a sister, there's a full Nefila Yibum, and there's just a separate Isser of Aleha? Of Aleha? You know, we said you can understand the Rashi in a couple of ways, no? Maybe one possibility of understanding Rashi is the following. No, there's obvious Karis for Achos Isha. Two brothers married to sisters, and a person goes and does Yibum. There's obvious Karis for Achos Isha. Maybe the question of the Gemara according to Rashi is the following. How do you know that there's a twofold Chiyuv Kares? There is also a Chiyuv Kares for Eish Yisach. There also is a Chiyuv Kares Yisach. That's enough to mean, no? That way, b'shoge, you're chayv to karbanos. You're chayv a karban for chasisha, you're chayv a karban for eshazar. Maybe that's the kasha of the Gemara. I know that that's true. I know that's true. Wow. Or maybe one could suggest, incredible, there's no karis at all. There isn't even karis for achosisha. Well, that would be a chiddush. Or maybe we even had a third possibility. Let's assume the following. Two brothers married two sisters. If the person goes ahead and does yibum with that woman, you know what? You're chayy because of achosisha, and you're chayy because of eshasach. No? That woman is a real sister-in-law, in the both sense of the word, no? Achosisha, eshasach. Okay. You did yibum to the tzara. Maybe one could argue the following chiddush. That was a chiddush in the chiddush of Ganav Rav Tali. Maybe one could argue, if the halacha is sarasa kamosa, could one possibly argue, whoa, two brothers married two sisters, yibum is done, not with that woman, but whether with the tzara. Would you possibly suggest there's a double chiyuv? There's not only a chiyuv b'toras eshesach, there's a chiyuv b'toras achos isha. The woman will say, achos isha? I'm not an achos isha. Yeah, but you're a tzaras erva of achos isha. If one is going to argue the whole lumdus of tzaros means there's no mitzvah yibum, so whatever issa there was remains, that's eshesach. You're a tzara, there's eshesach. This is not lifted, that's eshesach, shlo mako mitzvah. Now that we're suggesting this possible chiddush, that no, maybe the identity of the tzara is defined by her identity because there's a shame erva, tzara's erva. Wow, maybe we could argue the stunning chiddush that in the case of two brothers marrying two sisters, tzara's erva, there's a twofold chiyuv of eshesach and achos isha. Do you ever have such a possibility? You know what I would tell you? The chiddush of the Ra'an, the sugya that we're learning, Daf Yud Aleph. No, there's no isur eshesach. Midaraisa, there is yibum. But the gzeras akasav of tzaros means incredible tzarasa kamosa. No isur eshesach, but tzarasa kamosa. And just like there's an isur of sota, and you are a tzara of the sota, so in such a case, wow, tzarasa kamosa, outside of the niskeres of an isur of eshesach. That's a fascinating possibility. So again, several shittas nirshon regarding a case of the sota vaday. To argue like Rov Rishon, the Rashi and Tosa sota vaday, no yibum, no chalitza to tzaros. To argue as the Rabban, one would have had a havamina. To maintain that certainly is not true. Whatever is true of a suffix sota is true of a vaday sota. The shittah of the Ravid is that really is true the maskana as well. That a sota vaday requires chalitza. Wow. And the sheet of the Ra'ah is a sota vaday, there's even ibum. Because I say, dokalos I say. And therefore, this is an issur drabanan, because gazru biya rishona atu biyashniya, and that would even carry over to the tzara as well. There's no issur eshesach. What's the problem with the tzara? Chiddush, no? A tzara's erva, a sota. And there's an independent shem issur of tzara's erva, aside from the issur of eshesach. Okay, that's a pretty heavy possibility. Okay, artosus. Sarasota is bothered now by the following. Hear this chiddush, Rav Yirmiyahu Rav. Sarasota asura because tumaksiba karayas. So artosus is clear that you know what? Asura is lavdafka. Because asura could indicate asura, meaning yibum is asura, but chalitz is necessary. Now that's not what asura means. Asura means ptura. There's no chalitz in either. No? Mepurish and Tosus. Saras, lav dafka asura. No? But there's no yibum, there's no chalitza, there's a ptur. Saros, we're done. Why exactly is that true? Because literally, tumak sibakarayos. When it comes to a vaday sota, ke'arayos, just like arayos, no yibum, no chalitza, tzaros. The same thing is true when it comes to a case of isota, sota, but wait a second. And what about a sota something? What about Sota Safik? There was Kenan, there was Stira, there was Kenan Stira. After all, doesn't the Pasuk say again? Tuma, Tuma. We pointed out four times, no? Four times. Tuma Ka'arayos is when it comes to Sota Vaida, it's Pasuk Yigimo. And then three other psukim that follow, that's even true when it comes to a case of a Sota Safek. Oh, Sotosis is father. If you're going to tell me that it's a non-starter when it comes to Sota, because Tuma, and Tuma means Arayos, and therefore no even Flitza. So, what about a case of a Safek Sota? What about a case of a Safek Sota? What do you mean? Oh, Sotosis says the Chiddush. Safek Sota? No, there you don't have Tuma Ksiba Karayos. There you don't have Tuma Ksiba is only as going to a Sota Bada. Not when it comes to a Sota Safek. Not when it comes to Sota Safek. Wow, okay. Sota Bada, Tuma, no Yima Chalitza. Not true when it comes to a Sota Safek. Not true when it comes to Sota Safek. What exactly does that mean? No? The Gemara is clear. Pasukid Gimel Sota Bada, Masuka Karayos. And what do you do with the other three psukim? You know what that tells you? If you have a Safek Sota, a Safek Sota, a Safek Sota is Baal, Bol, and Truma. Or the Yerushalmi, Baal, Bol, and Yavam. No? That's when it comes to suffix. Well, a suffix sota does evil. No. Because Tumak Siba Karayos. Tumak Siba Karayos. That rush of the Gemara. Now, Gimel Pa'amim, Nem Ravinitma. That's a sota, that's Kinui and Stira. That's Kinui and Stira. And unless she goes ahead and drinks the marmit, she's exonerated. She's also the Baal, she's also the Baal, she's also the Truma, she's also the Yibum. Oh, if Tumak Siba, it's a non-starter. Mamish Karayos, we're done. And that's not true. A Safik Sota requires Chalitza, requires Chalitza. No. So Tosa says, significant Chiddush. No, Tosa says, Tuma is only applicable to Avadai Sota. That's Tuma Ksiba Karayos. That's not true. All the halachas of Tuma apply to a Safik Sota. No. You know what Tosa says? That lo asr hakasu elam yishum safek nivala. Whoa. The concept of tuma only applies to avade sota. But if a woman is guilty of kinei and stira, you know what? Chashinan. You know what? All of a sudden now there is a latest hasafek. There's a latest hasafek that she is a Sota Vadai. If there is a suffix that she is a Sota Vadai, the halachos of Tuma that will apply to a Sota Vadai, we have to apply to a Sota suffix. Not Lekula, Lechumra. Wow. So Tosa says the following Kiddush, it's not that per se, that since she was guilty of Kinei and Stira, therefore, see, I could have understood in one of two ways, no? I could have said the following, that you know what? Tum is written in the context of a suffix sota. That's because I'll tell you the following. Because machmas hastira, the fact that she violated kinui and stira, keruya tuma, that is called tuma. She's not innocent, no? She definitely breached the kinui and stira. So the Torah uses the term tuma in that context. One possibility with the following, that the stira itself is called the hinitma'a. She asks, why are you applying the term the hinitma'a to me? You know what the answer is? Because you violated kinei and stira. I'll tell you a very different possibility. No. Nitma'a is only when it comes to mamish gilui arayos. But you know what? The fact that you positioned yourself, kinei and stira, you know what? All of a sudden now, safek nivala. And the parsha of safek sota means that until we're mevarer, you know what? We're going to be told that. That we have to be concerned that nivala. In principle, tuma ksiba karayos is only when it comes to gilui arayos. You have done enough. We're already, you know? Chayshina. That's the Chiddush of Tosus. Tosus says, Lo asra kosav adam yishum, safek nivala. Wow. Tuma ksiv bakarayus is only when it comes to vaday nivola. But we have to concern ourselves that maybe nivola, as opposed to arguing that matmas hastira bilvan, that already is considered to be tuma ksiv bakarayus. Wow. So you know what? The fact that the Torah tells us chayshinan, even in a case of safek, means aso kasu safek kavadai lachumra. We have to be concerned that. And therefore, you know what concern means? Lachumra. So therefore, you know what? She's going to be asura al habal. And if she's asura al habal, so that means she's going to be asura al hayava. So therefore, midaraisa, enemisya bemes, chalitza. I can't look cool as say niveles, but lachumra, absolutely yes. That's a pretty heavy issue. No? Wow. If you take a look in the Reb Chaim Alashas, right, it's found on the Sigin Sota, the Chav Zayin. In the newer editions, it's called Vinyan Safek Tumah. Reb Chaim writes these possibilities. What does it mean, Tumah Ksiv Bakarayos, when it comes to a Safek Sota? Does it really mean that you are absolutely Tumeya, Tumah Ksiv Bakarayos, because of what you've done? Kinui and Stira? Or does it mean that, you know what, the Kinui and Stira creates a significant Leidas HaSafek, the Shema Nivola? And here the Torah tells us that, you know what, we can't ignore that Safek. Maybe one could have argued, let's ignore the Safek. Let's ignore the Safek for one of two reasons. Let's ignore the Safek, reason A, because all we know is divided in Isra of Yichud. And Yichud, B'chala Torah Kula, does not create a Safek of Znus. You know? I tell a woman, you can't seclude yourself with this man. The woman says, you really are accusing me of Gili Arayos. You know what the answer is? There's an Isra of Yichud. But Ein Osur Al HaYichud. Oh, you know what I would say? That's Chumen Hastam. But there's a history here, no? Kinui and Stira. Here, Kinui and Stira, Osur Al HaYichud. That's a Chiddush. Because Yichud alone does not mean necessarily. And then we pointed out even a further Chiddush, and that's as follows. Even if there would be a Leidas HaSafek, but we have a Chazaka to make her, that a woman is Muteres Al HaBaal. So that's a very great Chiddush, that Machmas HaSafek, we're going to say, since Safek Nivala, she is Asura. Maybe one could argue, Safek Nivala, Mukminin HaChizkasa. And therefore, that should not be the case. Well, so these are two very different possibilities, understanding the fact that we can apply a concept of tuma to a suffix sota. One possibility is straight, no? Stira itself has a consequence of tuma. Wow, the other possibility is no, that it creates raglaim ladavar, that suffix nivala, because tuma is only applicable if nivala, but we can't ignore it. There's a nas of a chash here to assume that, you know what, you have to go the next step, and until you do so. Oh, so I will tell you, that clearly is the pshat of Tosus. Tosus is bothered. How can you go ahead and demand chalitza when it comes to a suffix sota? Because we don't insist on chalitza because tumak sibar karayos, and three psukim of psuka are talking about a suffix sota. The answer is not because a suffix sota is tuma. It's because the safek, leidas safek, means that there is a possibility of nivala that we cannot ignore, and therefore the chumra we have to apply the dinam of a sota vaday to the sota safek. Well, that's what Tosus assumes. No? So in other words, why is it that a safek sota is asul abal, boel, truma, yavam? You know what the answer is? Because safek nivala. Well, that's an important chiddush. That's an important Kiddush. Wow. As opposed to arguing the steer itself. I'll tell you a stunning Tosus. Now, Tosus and Sot and Daf Chavches. Tosus raises an incredible kasha. You have psukim that tell us that a suffix Sot is Asura. No? Vadai, I got that. And now, Psukim, they tell us, Safek. You know what? You're Asul the Truma, Asul the Yavam. Okay, good. You ready what Tosa says? Tosa says the following. Wait a second. V'chi Yisra Kra L'meisa Seika. You need a pasuk to tell us a safek is asa? You need a pasuk to tell us that safek is asa? Isn't that typically true? I ask you, why are you eating this? You know what the answer is? Because, you know, like, I'm not sure if it's kosher or not. So, what do you mean? You have a right to? Isn't there a concept of Seikah D'oraisa L'chumrah? In Pashur Pshat Tosa Sukkah Chokhes, Seikah D'oraisa L'chumrah is a Din D'oraisa. Mi D'oraisa, the Torah says, stay away. Really, Mi D'oraisa, you know? That's a chiddush, not for us right now, but take a look at the Rambam, Nuchasavos Atumos, Perek Design, where the Rambam writes a chiddush that you have to take a look at them, different Gesalos than the Rambam, maybe sometimes. The Rambam writes, Sveika D'oraisa L'chumrah is a Din D'rabbanan. Sveika D'oraisa L'chumrah is a Din D'rabbanan. And that's the first piece in the Shiv Shmaitza. Maybe the reason is fake is Mutter, because the fake is a Sefek D'rabbanan L'kula. Wow, is that all that really true? Tosus assumes Dabra Pashut. No? Sveika D'oraisa L'chumrah is a Din D'oraisa. Sveika L'chumrah is a Din D'oraisa. So Tosus writes, you need the Torah to weigh in on a suffix sota. Yichi istre kra la mesar seika. Wow. So you know what Tosus writes? Tosus says a bombshell. Yeah, you know what? It's true. If I didn't have the pasuk of Tumak Sivarayos, I would have said that a suffix sota is forbidden, midin suffix. No, Tosu says, V'yesh lomar, hakosuv asa kodem shtina ki ilu hi vadai. The Torah says a suffix sota is asur betoras vadai, not asur betoras sveika d'araisa l'chomer. You're right, if I didn't have the pasuk, I still would have said we have to be careful, because sveika d'araisa l'chomer. Tuma ksima karayos means that Tuma applies to a suffix sota per se. And Tosus writes the following. You ready for this? Tosus writes, Va'afilu hi tahora. Let's assume the following would take place, unusual. Let's assume in the end she's exonerated. It turns out that she was not an Eishes Ish Zinsa. You know what Tosa says? Incredible. Afilu hi tahora, but you know what? Nenash bebezdin shomala im ba'alena. Let's assume it's a suffix sota. A suffix sota is real about. Let's say they violated the halacha. You know what? This guy just did an incredible avera. A suffix sota is asura, it's real about. Let's assume that the process continues and she's exonerated. So you know what Tosa says? Pretty unbelievable, no? Lo kishar sveikos. You know what? Let's assume, for example, Kedushin Pei Aleph, Nazir Chav Gimel. Let's assume, for example, I have something in front of me, and it's a Safek Chelev or Safek Shuman. Or let's assume, for example, I think it's real chaylev. You know? I think it's real chaylev. But who in the world cares? I go ahead and I eat it. And I kind of lucked out. It turns out that it was shuman. Wow. That's the Gemara Kedushin Pei Aleph Nazir Chav Gimel of Machshava Sached Hashem Yislach Lo. Maybe in the end of the day, you didn't violate the Isra of Machalos Asuras. But you know, if your mindset was to violate an Aveira, that's the context of Hafara Sadarim. A woman made a neder. Unbeknownst to the woman, the Baal was made for the neder. And she went ahead and violated the neder, thinking that she's violating the neder. It turns out the neder was Faka. So that's the Torah says three times, no? Three times, Hashem Yisrach Lo. Why do you need it three times, no? All right. Three times, no? The Pasuk says that when it comes to Afaras Ha'av, and Shutfis of Afaras Ha'av, and Baal comes to Erisin, and when it comes to the exclusive right of Afaras Ha'av when it comes to Nisuin. Hashem Yisrach Lo, time and time and time again. No, no, no. Fascinating. The drasha of the Hashem Yisrach Lo is based on the last time. That's the kasha of the Pirush Rashi, the Zohar Chaf Gimel. How do you know it's the last time? Because Gemara quotes the pasuk, Isha Hafiram Hashem Yisrach Lo. That's the third pasuk. No, that was the lengthy shira gave him. Machshava Sachei. So you know what Tosa says? Unbelievable, unbelievable. Ooh, Tosa says the following. Tosa the following. You went ahead and you did this. That was reckless. That was reckless. For some reason, I guess you have schosavos. No, it turned out it was kosher. What are you guilty of? What are you guilty of? You know what you're guilty of? Machshava Sachei. No bragging rights? But you're guilty of machshava sachei. Are you guilty of the chait? You're not guilty of the chait. You didn't eat chaylev. You didn't eat chaylev. Squeaky clean? No, no, no. You know, you were reckless. And bidei shem, you know what Tosu says? You have a woman who's a suffix, so to the sur labal, and ba'ala, and it turns out she's exonerated. She's exonerated. You know what Tosu says? Forget about machshava sachei. You violated an issa d'araisa. You violated an issa d'araisa that a suffix sot is asur labal. Wow, that's the Tosus. That's pretty stunning. No, that's pretty incredible. In other words, the reason that, wow, that she is forbidden to her husband is not just simply because of a kshash and nivala. And if it turns out that lo niveles, guess what? Then you shouldn't have taken that chance. But whoa, you know, you got off clean because there was no. A suffix sota is tuma ksiv barayos per se. Not because of the kshasha shemani. Even if it turns out that lo nevala, you violated saraisa. And Tosa says the following, the eno doma lishar sekos. That's not typically true of another suffix. That's true here. Oh, that Tosa says is the teretz. That's pretty unbelievable. Why do you need a pasuk to tell you suffix sozasura? What's wrong with sveka daraisa lechumra? You know what that Tosus assumes? A suffix sotas asur betoras vadai. Not because of the suffix shema nivela. And even if it turns out that she was not niveles, yeah, but there's a set. Well, that's pretty incredible. That's pretty incredible. Poshub shat in that Tosus. In that Tosus, it is quite the opposite of our Tosus, no? Our Tosus is assuming the whole concept of Tumah only applies to a Sota Vardai. But, you're going to take such a chance. There was Raglaim Ladabra, there was Kina, there was Stira. You're not allowed to take a chance because maybe she's a Sota Vardai. And the Tosus and Sosa is something stunning, no? Forget about chances. You lucked out. She was not Ishus Insa. But you violated an Issa Daraisa Kishibala because a Suffix Sota per se. You know what impression you get from that Tosus? Is that al yidei stira to maksiba karayos. Not that the stira creates a leidas a suffix of nivala. Stira is pretty bad. No, kili and stira. That alone is the reason we say to this woman that, you know, to maksiba karayos, and indeed, you're asura alabal. Okay, we'll have to discuss this. Take a look at the Tosus and Nidan that base. Anyone need to take a look at? Pashup Shanah Tosus, I have to look through a little bit, is also like our Tosus. That this is all Machmas HaSafik. Machmas, as opposed to a Vadai Tuma of a Safik Sota.